This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Polls are closed in Egypt now. They're going to open again tomorrow morning to wrap up the first round of presidential elections there. The first ever round of free presidential elections there, I should say. And whoever wins, there are about a dozen names on the ballot, is going to have plenty to do diplomatically, politically, and economically. Amira Ahmed is a journalist in Cairo. We had her on the broadcast last year during the revolution against Hosni Mubarak. So we called her up again today. Amira, it's good to talk to you again.
You too, thanks.
So what's it like today? What's it like out in the streets?
It's undeniably a historic day for Egypt. There's a sense of excitement, but it's a bit more subdued than we've seen in the parliamentary elections. And the turnout seems like it's going to be a little bit less than the parliamentary elections as well.
What's it like day to day? I mean, as you go about trying to buy a loaf of bread or shop for your groceries, you know, I mean, is it as bad as it was 15 months ago?
The day-to-day is a little bit different. It's still a struggle. It's still there's that will to change things, but there isn't the ecstasy that kind of was felt during last February and March of 2011 immediately after Mubarak stepped down.
You know, we see on television here in the States, we see from time to time protests and demonstrations in Cairo. Are people protesting economically now, do you think?
The people have been protesting for economic reasons for years now, and one of the main drivers of the uprising was the economic conditions and was the high rate of unemployment and the social injustice. On the economic front, there hasn't yet been the policy reform that we've seen, that we could see, that could actually bring about any kind of real change when it comes to creating jobs, when it comes to redistribution of wealth. And we've seen that play out in shortages when it comes to butane gas, which people depend on here for heating water and cooking. And we've also seen gasoline shortages with, you know, drivers queuing up for miles to fill up their tank, basically. And we've seen that a lot more frequently than we used to in the past.
Yeah. When was the last time you went out to a cafe or to a restaurant for dinner?
Just a few hours ago, actually, after I did a little tour of the polling stations.
Yeah. How are the crowds? I mean, are people going out and spending money and you know, doing those things that make an economy go?
Yes. I mean, life is pretty normal for some people if they choose not to be active participants in ongoing protests.
Right. Did you vote today?
I'm going to vote tomorrow. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people have made the same decision learning from the parliamentary election, so I think it's going to be very crowded tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Amira Ahmed in Cairo. Thanks.
Thank you.